Finding this podcast magical? Why not toss a coin to your Witches and a Druid podcast through the Acast supporter feature? It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to show your support now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Three Witches and a Druid podcast, a Canadian podcast about paganism in today's modern society. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to a very special episode of Three Witches and a Druid podcast. Today, we take you on an adventure into just a few spooky stories. Three Witches and a Druid podcast bring you just a few little spooky stories to enchant and delight your Samhain holiday.
Fallon Wilson here. My story revolves around living in an old farmhouse just south of Stratford, Ontario. We were just moving into this house, and I had gone ahead with the rest of the family to do some renovating and like some painting and stuff like that. So I was living in the house by myself. And at night, I'd hear like creeping sounds and thudding and stuff like that, but I chalked it up to just an old house settling. Until one day I came home from work, I walked into the dining room area, and all the cupboards were open. And I thought, oh, maybe the landlord was in to put out mice traps or something, because it was an old house and we did have mice. So I closed all the doors on all the cupboards and went about my evening. And I went back out into the living room, watched some TV. And when I came back out, all the cupboard doors were open again. So I'm like, wow, that obviously wasn't the landlord. So I closed them all again. And again, went back out into the living room. And again, when I came back out a few minutes later, only half of them were open this time, but some of them were open. So I said out loud, if you're trying to scare me, it's not going to work. And if you continue to be scary and harmful, you will be leaving. So I kind of gave them the letter of the law, and things settled down, but it didn't stop because that house was full of energy. Another part of the story is we're sitting in the living room with my daughter, and we're watching TV, and my daughter points up to the ceiling and goes, bubble, bubble. So I'm like, okay, wonder what's floating around. So I grabbed the camera. Back in the days when you had to have a camera and you didn't have a cell phone with a camera on it yet. And so I took pictures on this digital camera. And sure enough, in the pictures, there was orbs floating around the living room. So yeah, so that's my two ghost stories from my old farmhouse in Stratford, Ontario.
One of the spookiest encounters I've ever had was many years ago, when I was asleep in my basement bedroom on Quebec Street in London, Ontario. I was totally asleep, dreaming about the random things that you dream about when you're asleep. I don't know if I was flying, or if it was a tornado, or if I was saving the world again. Not sure, but it was just goofy dream stuff. And then my dream was interrupted. My eyes flew open, but I couldn't move. I knew I was in the middle of sleep paralysis. I'd been there before. I knew exactly what was going on. I'm like, okay, sleep paralysis, yes, that's what this is. But then I looked to my left, and there, standing beside the bed. Now, this was an elevated bed, so I was pretty much eye level with this being's chest and shoulders. But there was a being of decay, with long, lank hair that had moss or cobwebs or something similar. Maybe it was mold. The kind of mold that you get in a pot of stew on the stove that you've left there for about a week and a half. You know, that silky, hairy stuff? Her skin was decay green and pulled so tight over her face. Her eyes were non-existent. Just two dark wells with a spark in them. Her nose was shriveled and shrunken down to a skeleton's nose. And her lips were pulled back onto her teeth, stretched so tight it looked like her mouth could barely open. And this being looked at me. And so I'm frantically doing the exercises that I normally do to get myself out of sleep paralysis, because this being is moving closer to me. Was it a hag? No. I've seen the hag. My hag, the one that visits me, is much different. This was an entirely new creature. And they got closer and closer and closer. The sleep paralysis defeating methods I was using were starting to work, but I only had a couple fingers free. And the being leaned right over my face. And I was kind of terrified. Really, really concerned. But the being wasn't exuding be afraid of me vibes, which was weird. And so I started asking questions rapidly in my head. Who is this? What do they want? They're not doing the normal trying to spook me stuff, but they are spooking the hell out of me. And it got closer. And I thought, hell, I don't know what's going on. I'm done. This is it. It's the end of Rebecca. Dies of a heart attack in her bed. Nobody knows why. And the being kissed me on my lips. And I remember the feeling of those cold, naked teeth pressing into my lips. And it was shocking and also very odd. And then the being stepped back and stood away from my bed.
Alan Wilson here again. This next story is from the old haunted farmhouse in Stratford, Ontario. Laying in bed, and I'm laying there with my partner at the time, and I was asleep, and then she nudged me awake. And I'm like, what's wrong? And she's like, listen. So I sat and I listened, and I could hear 1940s, 1950s jazz music coming from the basement. The basement was a dry stone cellar where the wood stove and the furnace was and the wood room was. There's nothing down there. There's no radios or nothing. So I'm like, oh, I hear jazz music. And of course she was freaked out. So she's like, oh my God. And I'm like, it's just music. Don't worry. And so I went down the basement. And by the time I got to the cellar door, the music had stopped. And I went down the basement and the basement light was on. And we don't leave it on. We turn it off because we're not usually down there except to put wood in the fire. So I turned it off, came back upstairs and laid back down in bed. And about 15 minutes later, the music started up again. Another incident is when the lights in the upstairs kept getting turned on. I have a feeling that they were just trying to be helpful for my oldest child. They didn't like the dark too much, but they had a nightlight. But for some reason, this upstairs light would not stay off. It kept getting turned on. At nighttime, after we'd all gone to bed, it would get turned on. And I know it wasn't my kid doing it, because I decided to sit up one night and sit in the kitchen. And sure enough, the light would turn on all by itself. My kid's still in his room, still sleeping. And I turn off the light, and I come back out later on to go to the bathroom, and the light would be on again. So yeah, that farmhouse was very haunted.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
My other story I have is when I was about 8 or 9 years old, walking to school with a bunch of friends. In classic ghost story fashion, there was an old abandoned house on the way to school. And us kids would dare each other to run up to the top floor, look out the window and wave, and then run back out again. I had never done it. And of course, everyone's daring me to do it. So me and another friend decided we were going to do this little dare. And we go in the front door and we run up the stairs into the bedroom that was top of the stairs. And I'm looking out the window, I'm talking to my friends, and we're kind of joking around. And then I turn to leave the room again. And just as I'm about to exit the bedroom, this disembodied hand come flashing around the door frame and stop right in front of my face. And like they're going to grab my face, and then it kind of disappeared. And I screamed and I ran right out of that house. And I never went back in it ever again. I had to be about 8 years old.
In the heart of a quiet, serene neighborhood stood a house that seemed utterly unremarkable. A two-story structure, a neatly trimmed lawn, and a cheerful but outdated pastel color. Our residence. My home had not witnessed generations come and go. Perhaps it had only been there at the time for 10 years, but it carried with it stories of happiness, laughter, and simple moments of life. However, as unassuming as it seemed, and as ordinary as it appeared, there lingered a slight, almost imperceptible sense of something not quite right. There had been stories and whispers and things told before we moved in. There was even 6 feet of space behind my closet that was completely boarded up, and we never got to see what was in there. Many crawl spaces, many little places to hide. My family would often speak of inexplicable, absent-minded moments. A faint whisper, objects found in places they swore they hadn't left them, or an occasional door creaking open on its own accord. I have several stories about this home, but two in particular stand out. The first is one I can't explain. When I was approximately 14 or so old enough to know when I've seen something, I was sitting in the very lower basement. It was only myself and my father in the home, my older sister and mother out shopping. After a few episodes of some random show, I decide that, as all kids do, it's time for snacks. I walk up the first set of stairs to my entryway, up the second set of stairs to the living room. Now, there is a stairway you have to go by in order to get to our kitchen. This stairway leads to a long hallway to our bedrooms. At the very back of the hallway was a linen closet that covered the whole wall, but it was fairly dark in the evening. As I cross the living room, I glance quickly up the stairway, and there, standing in the very back of the hall, was a man, just about the same height as my father. I thought, how strange. Why is he just standing there? I shrug and continue, and as I enter the kitchen, my father is sitting right there. I ask, how long have you been here? And he had been sitting there, reading, all evening.
I stayed at that kitchen table, for I was convinced I had seen someone. Now, strangely, my older sister had commented that she had seen a man in her room once, or maybe twice, just upon waking, and my parents pushed it off that it was something in her imagination. So, either we had a visitor, or someone was secretly living in our house. Fortunately, that was not the case. Another such story from this house when I was a little bit older. It was New Year's Eve, and I had a very good friend staying over. My parents were out and came back as the evening went. It wasn't a very spooky evening. We decided to go to sleep just after the celebration and midnight came. Curled up in the same bed, everyone in the house was asleep, and we heard a rattling at the very edge of the large bed we were sleeping in. I told her to stop kicking the bed frame. It was making it shake, and there were sounds. She sounded strange and said, "I was about to tell you to do the same thing." We both lifted our feet, and we could tell that neither of us was touching the edge of the bed, but it continued to rattle, almost like a strange paper crinkling up against the bed frame. Now, this bed frame that I had at this time was very old. It came from a house of my great-great-grandfather's that used to be his back in the day. This bed was easily over 100 years old. The next thing we knew, once we figured out neither of us were making the sound, my bedroom door started to shake, almost as if the sound of it trying to be opened. Now, it had made this sound before, with windows opening and a draft being pushed. However, this was January. None of the windows were open. The next thing we knew, we heard a loud creaking sound of the door opening on its own. The rattling at the edge of the bed stopped, and the door slammed shut. The next morning, we went downstairs, and I asked my parents if they were up and about or if my sister came home early. But they told us that they slept the whole evening. No one had touched the doors. Don't you just love a ghost story? From all of us here at Three Witches and a Druid Podcast, we wish you a very happy Halloween and a blessed Samhain. Thanks for listening. This has been Three Witches and a Druid Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.